Okay, we are in a second going to start. We are a Memvav Amud Aleph. Something of our right. We are. We're going to start again from Amar Rav Avya, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top, 46A. Amar Rav Avya, Roy Shon will be Kayach Manai the Kechavim. When is the halacha true that when you buy an Eved, you don't own his guf till after Tzvilah? It's only when you buy the Eved from someone else. You go to the slave market where the pirates are selling their slaves, and you buy a slave from the pirate, or, right? So then you don't own that Eved for the guf till he tibles, and if he's smart, or if he wants to, he can tibel the Shem Ben Chayrin and get away with it and become a Jew and not your Eved. Now there's a monetary case that has to be taken up in the fact that he damaged you. The Gemara doesn't deal with that monetary situation. But if a guy sells himself, and again, the purpose of selling himself, I can't think of any other reason but protection. He's obviously in the danger of his life, and the only way to protect himself is to become an Eved to somebody who will protect him. I guess this is my speculation. Cutty. Then you own his body the minute he sold himself to you. The fifth. The It says you're allowed to buy in Eretz Yisrael from the non-Shiva Umayis. Right? Shiva Umayis have to be totally wiped out. The non-Shiva Umayis, the non-seven nations, could be bought. People that live in Eretz Yisrael that are not from the Shiva Umayis, mehem tiknu. You can buy slaves. Atim kainim mehem, v'loy hem kainim mikem. You can buy goyim, but they can't buy Jews. V'loy hem kainim zamizeh, and they can't buy each other. V'loy hem, period. Now, we have to understand, what does that mean? A guy can't buy a Jew? And a guy can't buy another guy? Why? Where does that say? Adarabba. Frankly, Gemara, v'loy hem kainim mikem l'mai. What does that mean, that you can't buy another, a Jew, a guy can't buy a yid? Elay melemaisi yadav, to work for him, outside the kechavim lekanelay lishro lemaisi yadav? A yid can't sell himself as a slave to a guy to produce earnings for a guy? The pasuk says clearly, a yid can sell himself le'ekar mishmachas ger. Ekar means avodah zara. Mishmachas ger, v'amemar mishmachas ger zara v'kechavim. There's a parsha in the Torah, at the end of the parsha is Bahar, that talks about a yid selling himself as a slave to a guy. And the Torah talks about how to redeem him. The mitzvah to redeem him, right? It's a big shaila. Did he ever get out without redemption? A yoivu, whatever it is. But there's halacha of an eved of a yid to a guy. So what do you mean? Why hang kind of mikem? So must be elulav l'gufe. It's saying that a guy can never own the body of a yid. He can own his ma'isi yadayim, the shibud, the lien. But it's not an ownership of the person himself. He's not his ba'alaba. He doesn't own the person. He owns the right to his earnings. Right? And that's what the pasuk is saying. You can buy them, but they can't buy you. Meaning you can buy their body, and they can't buy your body. They can only buy your mighty adayim. It can't mean that you can buy their mighty adayim and they can't buy your mighty adayim. It's not true. They can buy your mighty adayim. To be fair, it's a pasuk in the Torah that they can buy your mighty adayim. Torah says you can't buy, they can't buy you leguf, and you can buy them leguf. The kamerachman atem kainem mehem after legufe. So it's a raya that when you buy a guy from himself, you own his guf. Because it can't be that you bought a guy from another guy, because when you buy a guy from another guy, it's not going to work. You're not so tall. Sorry. Sorry. Maybe you need somebody a little taller than you. Is Avram taller than you? To own the body, to be a king and a guf. Whether he has halacha of Eved Shinani, number one. Number two is, does he have freedom? If you own the guf, he never goes free unless you free him. If you own Ma'isi Yadayim, there can be 6 years, there can be Yivol, there can be different ways of freedom. If you own just if you own Gufe, that's gone. It's over and done with. What? Every debris is always my tzedakah. And it's limited. And when a guy owns another guy, it might be unlimited my tzedakah, but it's only my tzedakah. The Kamarachmana, Atim kind of man, not for the Gufe. This is a raya that when a guy sells himself, I'm just going to be just finished. That when a guy sells himself, it is the Kenyan Agub. Zakti Gemara, Parag Ravacha. Ravacha asked on this proof. And he said, Ema Bekasma Betrila. Who says that the Pasik means you own the Guf without titling? Maybe it means if you pay for the guy and then title him, you own the Guf. All the Pasik says is it's possible for the owner of a guy's Guf. It didn't say you own a guy's Guf by buying him. Right? We wanted to prove that there's a difference when you buy an Evid from another guy or you buy an Evid from himself. And what was the proof? Because the Torah said, you can own a guy, the guy can't own him. So we say, when can you own a guy? Must be you can buy the guy himself and own him, can you not look? Who says? Maybe the Pasuk means you can buy a guy and title him and make a Kenyan Aguf. Who says that the Pasuk means without Tevila? Kasha, we have no answer. Now again, Machlokes Rishonim, when it says Kasha, does it mean we slugged it up? Or it means we have an answer we don't want to bother with? But that's the Gemara. Again, Rav Avya wanted to say that there's a difference when you buy a guy from a guy or you buy a guy from himself. If you buy a guy from a guy, it's my Tzedai until you title him. You buy a guy from himself, it's a Kenyan Aguf right away. His proof was that the Pasuk said, you can buy a guy and a guy can't buy you, which is talking about a Kenyan Aguf. But it says you can buy a guy. And he understands that to mean that the transaction creates Kenyan Aguf. Dr. Vachov, who says, maybe it's a transaction plus Tevila, and therefore we have no proof. And the Gemara ends up with Kasha.
What's the Tevila what's the Tevila doing to make it look more than you're not doing it? What's Tevila doing?
Tevila makes the guy a Eved Kanani, which does two things. Number one, it's Mechayev him a Mitzvah. And number two is, it creates a Kenyan Haguf for you.
No, that second part, how did it why should that, Mishlam, does he want to become a gear? What?
I'm trying to, don't be Michael me, please, but the collection is not coming across very clearly.
What does Tevila help? What does Tevila help for Kenyan Haguf? Not to do the mitzvah. Do you want to do mitzvahs? Let's step back.
Okay. We know that the Torah said that the Eved Kanani you have a Kenyan Aguf in. We know that. An Eved Kanani can eat truma of a Kayan. An Eved Kanani doesn't go free at any other point until you free him. Again. Before we get to mitzvahs, let's talk about his ownership. He's owned by the Yid a Kenyan Aguf. Right? We know that from the Torah. We know that a Yid owns the Eved Kanani a Kenyan Aguf. That's clear in the Torah. What creates that Kenyan Aguf? When I buy from a guy in Eved, I can only buy what he owns himself. He doesn't own the Kenyan Aguf. We learned that from the Pasuk, B'layhem Kainim Zamizet. No guy can own another guy a Kenyan Aguf. No guy can own another guy a Kenyan Aguf. What creates the Kenyan Aguf? That you own the Eved Kanani a Kenyan Aguf. Zok the Gemara, what creates that Kenyan Aguf is when he goes to the mikveh as your Eved, two things happen. A, he becomes chayav the mitzvahs like an Eved Kanani. B, that creates him to be your Eved Kanani, and the Torah gave you a Kenyan Aguf. That's what we said. That the act of Tevila, which turns him from an Eved into an Eved Kanani, gives you a Kenyan Aguf in the Eved. So Tevila produces two things. One, it obligates the Eved in all the mitzvahs of an Eved, and he has to do this willingly. There's no way to force him into it. But at that moment, you begin to own his Guf. Now, Kamina Lamaisa, I can only think by a Kayan. He can now eat Truma. He can't marry a Gaisha lady because he accepted mitzvahs. He can't marry a Jewish lady because he's an Eved Kanani. I'm not 100% sure what other nafkamina there is in a Kenyan Aguf.
What
is he married? A Shivchi Kananis. and it's not a marriage. There's no kedushin.
The kids belong to the man.
They're chattel.
Why isn't there a...
The Torah never wrote kedushin. There's no institution of marriage by an eved and a shevcha. Now, whether they decide to move in together with the resource of their owner and act like husband and wife is their business, but it's not. There's no institution called marriage. He's never an eved shesh. Even less than a guy. A guy marries a woman, she's an eved shesh to another guy. An eved marries a shivcha, there's no halacha of eved shesh. There's no marriage.
There's no habaya by goyim.
What?
There's no
kedushin that we recognize. But if a guy lives with his friend's wife, he's chayim misa. Ba'ulas ba'al yesh lahem. When a guy lives with a woman as husband and wife, she becomes an eved shesh.
Yeah, ba'ulas ba'al, I thought was...
Again, he ba'ulas vow. True, but we learn from there that a guy has a concept of ba'ulas vow. Again, that's the halacha.
Was it Abimelech?
Told Abimelech, but he ba'ulas vow. She's a married lady.
Married lady.
So from there we learn that ba'ulas vow. Avram did not have, whether he had a halacha of a yid or a guy, doesn't make a difference. I mean, Shem told Abimelech, she's a married lady, and you violated Eishes Ish. And what made her a married lady?
Because he
shared
kedusha with Avram.
No, because he's Ba'ul Ba'al. That's what Hashem told Abimelech.
He's talking to him saying, you brought a lady into your...
You violated Eishes Ish. You were violating Eishes Ish.
Avram and Sarah are married.
What term did he use for marriage?
Ba'ul Ba'al.
That means that creates marriage.
That's right.
That's a raya, that a guy has a concept of Ba'ul Ba'al. Again, he wasn't dashing to Abimelech that Avram has a din of a yid.
Yes, he
is. That's not what Hashem was telling Abimelech. Hashem was telling Abimelech, she's an Eishes Ish.
That's right.
For you, for a guy, she's an Eishes Ish. As a guy, she's an Eishes Ish. Because she's Ba'ulah's vow. From there we learn out that a guy has Eishes Ish. When they live together, the guy is a lady, is an Eishes Ish. He's always Chai Misa. It's violating an Arab of a guy. Wanted to be Nayach.
Maybe it's Ba'ulas Ba'al because...
But that's the Gemara's drasha.
No.
You know what I mean? I hate to argue with you, but that we had this good drasha already. Why are we rehashing an old drasha now?
Because I'll tell you, it's last night. Because it's Ba'ulas Ba'al because the relationship that was there from Avram and Sarah. No one's answering that question.
Because you made it up. The Torah doesn't mention because. The Torah says because she's a Ba'ul Ba'al. She had a relationship with her husband. Translate the word. Sarah with Avram.
Right.
What kind of relationship did they have? Intimacy.
Two yidden and get married.
An intimacy. Ba'ul Ba'al. Listen to the word. Ba'ul Ba'al. What does Ba'ul mean?
It says three ways to nickname it.
Again! But the words are Ba'ulas Ba'al.
That's very good.
What does Ba'ulas mean?
Happy.
That means what created the marriage.
Yeah, therefore?
So we learn from there that a guy recognized that to Goyim, that is marriage. That Shem wasn't telling Abimelech that this is Jewish.
No. Meaning maybe the only time in hell it's a problem is if the guy would go and live with a lady who had kedushin with a Jew.
Again, you're assuming that Avraham Avinu had kedushin.
Oh, there's a new thing now.
Did the Torah ever say Avraham Avinu had kedushin?
I hope so. He's our father.
He said Chaim Avraham Avinu called Torah Kuli. He wasn't mechuyev in it. He didn't have Tayag mitzvah.
Dr. Harris last night, I had this whole problem with Rashi, this whole thing,
that's because the word Ba'ulas Ba'al means exactly what it says. I think you should take a pen and add to the Torah. I'm not supposed to tell you.
I don't see where
Ba'ulas
Ba'al tells me differently.
Okay, it is not for now. So back to here. So Rav Avdia tried to say that there's a difference between a kinyan aglof to an eved you buy from another guy and an eved you buy from himself, and the Gemara has a question on it. Because who says when you buy from himself, you don't have to do tzvila to create this kinyan aguf? And the Gemara leaves it as a kash. Don't think about it. Amar Shmuel.
When it said he leaves it a question, I mean, there must be an answer. In other words, I buy a goy.
No. So machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim say that the word kasha is the same as chufta, shlugged up. And some rishayim, and the reason the Gemara uses kasha as opposed to chufta, is when the kasha is from a brisa, we say chufta, and when the kasha is from an amira, we say kasha. That's the Rashbam shita in Baba Basra. Rashbam brings a Rabbeinu Hananu, I believe, that says no. The kasha means it has an answer. But the Gemara didn't bother giving you the answer.
So, so I'm going to ask, you might have answered me already, but when a person buys a goy to be an Eved Kanani, then he has 6 months till he converts, he has tefillah. What is the status?
Let's assume you're coming up. When he does, when the Eved refuses to become an Eved Kanani, what happens?
Then you sell him. You get
if the Eved's willing to do an Eved Kanani, it can be done in a day.
But until then, what is the status? What is your relationship with this person you bought, not yet taught?
Own his Maisi Adayim. He's your Eved, but he is not an Eved Kanani. He's not chayiv to keep Shabbos. He's not chayiv to eat kosher. He's not chayiv in any more mitzvahs than a guy is chayiv in.
But he cannot eat truma either, right?
He cannot eat truma. He's not your Eved Kanani, correct.
Is he your Eved?
He works for you.
So in other
words, does your plantation.
Can a Jewish person buy an Eved who's not going to be eventually...
That's a sugya coming up. So let's have patience. And that Memchesim and Beis is a whole sugya about an Eved who's not an Eved Kanani.
Okay.
So let's have patience. Because I don't know the answer. So therefore, of course, it's because I have patience. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. So the Gemara wanted to prove that if you buy a guy himself, it's a Kenyan Aglo. Everything for the Gemara asked, Ama Bakasiba Batila, the Shumantas with the Kamarachmana like me. Only if you table him from an Evid. Avalam Kadam Batabal the Shame Menchayrimachanabinu. Maybe even the Evid you buy from himself has that loophole that he can go table himself as he is. Don't take Gemara by it. Now here comes the Gemara. Amr Shmuel. The Tzarek L'Tachvay B'mayim. Now, I'm going to translate it, but I don't want any questions until I do the next Gemara, which will explain this. You have to stick him into water, which means, as you travel him, you have to make sure, if you want him to be an Eved Kanani, you have to be sure that he can't say he wants to travel at the end. You have to prevent his ability to type with a yid. Now, how do you do that? The guy's going underwater. He can say whatever he wants. You're in dry land. Zabti Gemara Kihai. The Gemara brings a story. And this story explains this halacha of the Tzarek L'Tach by the Mayim.
Is that the story with Revising? Go ahead. No, with Revising?
Can you please let me say
no,
this?
No, Revising did that to someone. Is that what Rebbe meant?
No. The Minyamin Avde Dervasi. Minyamin, the servant to Ravashi, Boyu Atulay. Ravashi bought a slave, and he wanted to title him to make sure he's an Eved Kanani. Masnayu Nahalayu Ravino Ravachabed Rabba. Eved to Ravino Ravachabed Rabba, gave him the slave. Amaru. Chazu the Minaka Kabay slave. You better do this right, because if not, you owe me the money. Because if you mess this up, and he's titled with Shem Ben Chayrim, I lose an Eved. I want you to know, you're responsible. Now, are they responsible? Are they not responsible? Some Rishonim learn that it's a psia if they do it the wrong way, and they become a Shem Rechidam, and they're chayiv to pay as a Shem Rechidam. Question is the Shem Rechidam chayiv to pay for Avadim? That's questionable. But the other way to learn is they accept it upon themselves. If you can accept it upon yourself, you accept the chayiv, you accept the chayiv. He said, you know, you guys are going to be responsible, Chas V'Shalom guys. You are Meroyim, are going to be responsible. And they accepted it. He gave it to two people as Tamidim. He said, Rabbi Tzai, I need you to title this person for an Eved Kanani. But if you blow him, if you blow this, you're going to owe me the money. They were going to title him to make sure he's an Eved Kanani. Right. And he's telling them, don't blow this because you're going to owe me the money. Okay, so what did they do? Ramilei Arusa B'Tzavra. They put a string, I don't know what he translated it as. What?
Leash.
a leash around his neck. They put a leash around his neck. I believe it's him to the leg. They kept on tightening and loosening it. Tightening to show that he's their Eved. He's tabling as an Eved. He couldn't say B'nai Chayrin. He's being held on a leash by somebody. That eliminates his ability to table up his B'nai Chayrin. How can you table his B'nai Chayrin when you're being held by a leash? They loosened it because they wanted to make sure the water gets in. To me, a chatzitza. I believe he can't have a chatzitza. Timtu, like he can't have a chatzitza. He shouldn't jump and say, the same Ben Chayrin. And he tabled. So this is how they prevented it. Because when you have the guy under your control in the water, he can't travel the same Ben Chayrin. How can he travel the same Ben Chayrin when he has a leash around his neck? That's not the Tark Lutak by the Mayim. You have to hold him in the water to prevent him from becoming a Ben Chayrin and basically walking out of your house and saying, ha ha ha. You have to table him with a way that he's your slave as he tables. And the example the Gemara gives is when they had a leash around his neck and they kept on tightening it to show you're a slave. We have you with a leash.
But his dibor
it can't work. He can't tribal the same Ben Chayrin when he's acting like an Eved, when he's being treated like an Eved. That prevents his dibor. That's the Rashi. Dr. Rashi will talk with the Mayim. Kishimadbilu the same Yadus for Abdus. When you're tribaling him for Judaism to be an Eved Kanani. He should be working for you in the water. They say nearest you feel his abdus. It should be visible that this is a slave tabling. Person can't stand free when he's being treated like a slave as he tables. Let him think all he wants. He wanted to table as an Eved. You should know, if you blow this, you're going to pay me. Arusa kemistri elish. With Simpson, the cool litzer betavarain. So we'll talk with Amayim. They wanted to have control over him in the water. I believe it's Simpson. Chayla Anivet had a bow. She writes him, Maishchen, writes Chevel, with Daichin Melov. They wanted to, they tightened it. Shame Maishchen, roughly. When they don't pull it, it loosens. The mind of Plasma, I'm sorry. So basically, they prevent it because action speaks louder than words. When you're tabling as an Eved, you can scream all you want, it means nothing. You're being tabled as an Eved. It's only when you're not being tabled as an Eved, so then you can decide whether you want to be an Eved or free. But if you're being tabled as an Eved while you're tabling, you can't say, I want to be free. You're an Eved. You're being treated like an Eved at the time of Tefillah. Automatically, you become an Eved Kanani.
Rabbi, can I ask a follow-up to Rabbi Cohn's question?
Sure, I'm sure he's proud of it also.
I'll shout it. This is a matter of kavana, not facts on the ground. The Eved has the essence, I would think, of his declaration is what his intentions are. I don't know why the facts on the ground would change that in any circumstance for any person. Regardless of what the facts on the ground are, it's not nonsense that he's saying. He's saying, I do not agree with what you're doing here. Whatever he's saying, you've captured me. I would never agree to this. I'm toiling.
That's why you were saying it's not nonsense what Rabbi Cohn was saying. Just joking. No, he didn't say that. He said it's not nonsense what the Eved is saying.
I'm saying that the facts on the ground don't make it nonsense, because what we're always looking at here, I would think, in the matter of a conversion or a matter of
status. But the Gemara is saying that the person, he's bought as an Eved. His option was to get out of Abdus by declaring himself as tabling as he is. He cannot do it when he's tabling visibly as an Eved. Meaning, an Eved can't go to the mikveh and proclaim he's a Jew. He's already an Eved, right? We all agree that. Let's say he's an Eved Kanani already. And one day he decides he wants to be free, and he goes into the mikveh and says, I'm tabling as a Ben Chayrin. It's meaningless. An Eved Kanani cannot table as a Ben Chayrin, right? So here is the period where it's not clear. By keeping him as an Eved while he tables, it takes away the option of him picking Judaism, because he's being treated as an Eved as he tribals, and therefore he is an Eved who's tribaling. He can't say, I'm tribaling as a free person. That's what the Gemara is saying.
He became an Eved Kanani voluntarily, correct? Originally.
He's an Eved. First of all, we have to establish that. He is your slave. You own him. Right? Now the question is, does he want to become an Eved Kanani? He agrees. But then he goes into the mikvah and decides to flip out and say, I want to be a Jew. Which eliminates his ability to be an Eved once he's a Jew. But by treating him as an Eved as he goes into the mikvah, he becomes like a regular Eved who can't just jump into a mikvah and say, I'm a Jew. Any Eved Kanani cannot change his status by going to the mikvah. It's only because he's not an Eved Kanani yet that he can avoid becoming an Eved Kanani by traveling as a Jew. But at the time he's traveling, he's being treated as an Eved. That action says you are bound to the owner and cannot travel as a Jew. Now, I understand the question. It's not like I'm dismissing the question out of hand. The question is, he's being treated like an Eved, but he's not yet an Eved Kanani. So why can't he still play around while he's being treated as an Eved? The Gemara seems to be saying that since he's being treated as an Eved as he tribals, the action of being treated like an Eved eliminates his ability to become a Jew. That's what it says.
That stuff I don't understand. Okay.
Okay. Zok the Gemara b'hadi the dollar base from Imaya.
Forcing someone to give a get to a lady.
He's not forcing anything. He's accepting willingly the mitzvahs of a yid. Question is he an Eved Kanani or is he a yid?
Right.
And he's an Eved Kanani because he was an Eved while he tibled. He was being treated as an Eved while he tibled.
But his bakshava is not play a...
Not against an action. Actions speak louder than words.
Me,
I mean, you're repeating the question. I can repeat it for you. What is he going to do with a get to a lady? If a person eats pizza, what is that? What is one or the other?
That's a good hearing.
Yeah. If he said yes, I don't care what he thinks. The Gemara is bothered by the question. The Gemara says if he says yes, we don't care what he thinks. I don't know why this is sitting here now and there, but, you know. The person eats pizza and he says, I don't want to eat pizza. He eats pizza, he's eating pizza. Actions speak louder than words.
Forced action.
It's an action nonetheless.
If you're ready at 9 years, why is it a stick of cement on the table?
Oh, so that's a shiloh. So let's see. Let's give it a chance. We haven't gotten there yet. So the Gemara, how did the dollar raise him, Maya, when he picked his head out of water? Meaning when he came out of the water. Uncle is also the Tina Reisha. They put a jug, container, of tin, a tit, on his head. So I'm really do, I'm going to be more, go take it to your master. Now, there's two ways to learn this. Most, the way Pashup Shad is, it was a way of informing Ravashi we did our job. Here's your Evan. By him coming back with a judge of tit on his head, means he's acting like a slave. That was a way of informing Ravashi, we did our job, with shleimus. We took care of it, he's not a ben chayrim. That's Pashup Shad. Someone will learn that this was a necessary act to enforce the fact that he's an Eved. But Pashtus is this way, Rashi. Zultil dentina, kli militet. Kli militet. Okay. Zamti Gemarabite. Amal Rababa Rababa. Rababa says to Rabba, Chazi mar hani de be Papa Baraba. Did you see the people in the family of Papa Baraba? The Yavu Zizila Inchila Kagayu. What happens is, the king has a rule that people who don't pay tax, those who pay their tax bill, own the people who didn't pay tax. That was the rule in the kingdom, in Babel. You have a tax bill, at a certain point in time you don't pay. The king says, whoever pays these people's tax bill owns them. Question is, are they, is it a Kenyan Hagluf? Nafkamina is when you free them. If it's only Ma'is Yedayim, you don't have to write a Get Shechur. Get means a Shtar here. You don't have to free them with a Shtar Shechur. Then you don't own them. It's a Shibur of Ma'is Yedayim. You can just say, bye. But if you own them, then the only way they can become free, they become Abatim Kananim, the only way they can become free is by getting a Shtar Shechur. The question is, do you own their Guf? This is without Tevilah. Do you own their guf by the fact you got it from the government any more than if you get it from anybody else? That's the question. When you buy the avadim from the government, is it any different than buying the avadim from the pirate in the slave market? Dr. Gemara, so he wanted to know, Hani Bey Baba Baraba, right? The Yavi Zuzil Inchikagayu, they pay for people's tax bills, Gayim's, Rashi learns. And then they use them as slaves. Now they obviously don't go the process of Ebekanani. They don't table them the Shem Abdus. They just use them as work. What the heter for that is a different sugya, not for now. Or heterim. They keep them as avodim. They don't table them. But they bought them from the king. Does that give them a kinyan aguf? Or is it still only a kinyan ma'is yedayim? The Rashi. The Obi Zuzul Inchil Kagai, if Shane likes some Kasim Gugailus Lamela, when they don't pay their head tax to the king, Kaisim Isa Gaboy Hamela, the king's Gaboyim, collectors, grab them. Vahani the Papa Ashira Maya, Papa Baba was rich. Pyram Hamas Gabi Hamela, they pay the tax to the tax collectors. The Kainan Isa Mabadim Hem, and these guys become their slaves. We're not talking about acquiring Jews, we're talking about acquiring Kayim. The Kenyan Aguf, you need a Get Shechur. If it's a Kenyan Ma'is Yedayim, you can just break it for saying, have a nice day.
What the judges itself, they own what? Well, the first.
I'm going to give the Gemara 1 second. Dr. Gemara Amalai, Ichu Shrivi La Amaluchu. If I would have died, and I would have never told you this, Amalta. Could you ask? Like, if you never would have asked, you know, I could have died and not taught you this halacha. Of the Amr of Sheshes. Mukayu Dahani, their seal, their freedom, becomes to the Malkamanach. Meaning, everybody belongs to the king. In a certain way, we are all subjects to the king. When the king said, if you don't pay tax, you belong to the guy who pays your tax. That's a Kenyan Aguf. A king owns everybody to a certain extent. You're his subject. Different than when a pirate captures a slave. A king has a right of royalty. And therefore, when he sells an Evan, that's a Kenyan Aguf without Tevila. Because the king owns people more so than any other guy owns another guy. That's what he's saying. Don't you ask me? No, let me just finish the Rashi. Mukai the Malka, Shehein Loi Lavadim, Tavsa Argus. It's in the king's box. Malka, Mecharu by Gita the Charusi by Liguri Lishtri Bavas Yisrael. They want to be Megayer. They need a Get Shechur. Let me explain. These Lavadim were acquired from the king. They didn't go to the mikvah and accept Hilchas Eved Kenani, because if they did, they would have been a Kenyan Aguf automatically. They were bought from the king, and now the guy wants to free them. Papa Baraba decides to free them. He bought them from the king. He wants to let them go now. Now, let me explain. An Eved Kenani needs a Shtar Shechur to go free. He can't just go free by dismissing of the Eved owner. The owner cannot tell his Eved Kenani, you are free. It doesn't work. He has to give him a Shtar Shechur. There are other ways that an Eved can get free, but that's the main way. The owner writes, hereby I am freeing this Eved, signed by 2 witnesses, hands it to the Eved gets free. That's only if you have a Kenyan Aguf in the Eved. If you only have a Kenyan Ma'is Yedayim in the Eved, you can just say, adios. This Eved is being freed. He wants to go marry a Jewish woman. But he's an Eved. Now, if he was okay, you're not glof, who cares? He's not an Evan. He was free. The owner said goodbye. But if there was a Kenyan Agof, it can't be removed by the owner saying goodbye. It has to be removed through a Shtar Shechur. Does he need a Shtar Shechur or not? A normal guy, pirate, sells a person to a yid. He doesn't need a Shtar Shechur until he's table. Here he didn't table. But he bought him from a king. Does that change things? And the answer is yes, it does. A king owns his subjects more than anybody else owns another person. Therefore, a king who sells his subjects, there's an automatic king in Aguf. Now, it won't be Mechayev in the mitzvah, it won't allow him to eat truma, but it will require a get shichur for him to be able to be a free man, to be marrying a Jewish girl, to become a yid. Well, has to be Megayer to become a yid. But an Eved can't be Megayer. Now, the owner dismissed them and said, adios. Is that good enough, or do you need a get? The answer is you need a get. Because the king's ownership in the subject is on a higher level than a regular guy who owns an Eved. That's what the Gemara said.
He was never an Eved Kani. He bought him from the king. He wanted to free him. He was never an Eved Kani. He was just
That's the name. There's two parts to being an Eved Kani. The Kiyam Mitzvahs and the Kinyan Agov.
He didn't become an Eved Kani. It was when the king owned him, it was not an Eved Kani.
Let's step back, okay? The Gemara earlier said that if a guy sells himself, it's an automatic Kinyan Agov. Correct?
Yes.
Does he become an Eved Kani?
Yes.
Chai the mitzvah?
No, without mitzvah, he's on his way to becoming an Eved Kani.
Yeah, let's stop right then and there. You want to free him then. Let's say you decided to change your mind and you want to free him. You bought a guy from himself, right? And you didn't table him yet. And you want to free him. What is the process of freeing him?
You have to give him a get. Shtar Shechur.
Was he an Eved Kanani?
No.
Do you have to give him a Shtar Shechur?
Yes.
The king. Is the king's ownership like the guy owns himself, or is the king's ownership like a pirate owns him?
No, the king owns him, you buy him, you have to give him a get shichur.
That's what the Gemara is saying, exactly.
Okay.
You had a question.
You only have to give him a get shichur if he wants to become Jewish. Otherwise, you can just make him hefker.
To become a guy, who cares?
Right, okay.
If you're not interested in becoming Jewish, who cares?
Okay.
That's what the king used to do. He sold people for slavery to pay their tax bill. Imagine it's like the Democrats. They'll sell you into who knows what to pay your tax bill. This is the story. You want to write a different story, you can today.
No, would that be the same thing?
Again, we're talking about a kingdom that works. The king is not selling people off Samatha. He's selling them because he has a title. You're right. Theoretically, a king can sell a guy for no reason. But usually those kings don't last for a long time. That's part of a kingdom, is to collect taxes.
I understand that. What I'm saying is that if... Let's say the king has too many servants, and the treasury has less than that much money, so I'll sell the
pirates would make no difference.
Okay.
Right, but that's not the case in the Gemara. It's speculative.
I'm just saying, so the bottom line is, what's a nogeya that the king owns the goof of the person?
Because when a pirate sells a guy...
No, I'm saying practically.
I just told you the Navkamina. The owner decides...
Shichur.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but that's after the fact.
What do you mean after the fact?
It's not no gaya. What we're saying is shichur, but we didn't explain what does it do? While he's there... While that guy is working with the king, what is it?
Honestly, I have absolutely no idea what you're
saying. What's the nogeya that the king owns the goof?
The gaya shichur. Only the gaya shichur.
No, before the answer of shichur, when he has him, what can he do with him more?
Nothing. Nothing. A king holds him, he does what he wants.
Right.
We're not giving halakha to the king here. We're giving halakha for a year.
I understand. But a guy who owns a worker.
Yes.
Okay?
Again, I don't know what the guy do. We're not interested in giving halakha for the guy here. This Gemara was written for the Jews.
How does the king acquire the subject?
Because he's king.
No, but with what method, like it is?
Being king. Being king.
It takes them?
Yeah, he's a king. He owns his subjects. That's what the Gemara is saying.
It doesn't happen. There's no offense. Nothing happens.
Well, they're not paying taxes. Is why he's taking them.
So once you pay taxes, then you kind of...
You buy them from the king by paying their tax bill. Obviously, he's not selling them because they didn't pay $2 of taxes, we hope. Right? We hope that their value is more than $2.
If the goy would pay his own taxes...
Then the king would leave him alone.
But does he still own his goof?
Every king has a right to the goof of every subject in his country.
Even if the guy is listening to the king.
I don't know when that's going to be. Can the king take him as... What you're asking is, what if the king stomped picked on the guy and took him and sold him? Would the king have a right to do that?
Right.
Yes.
My answer, I think I agree with Dr. Harris, even though I have no proof from this Gemara. Speculative? You want me to speculate? I speculate like Dr. Harris.
No, but
I don't think you understand. This is a problem. We don't understand Malchus. Rabbi Weinberg used to tell us that we never understand Yira. The concept of fear, we have no existence of. We're not afraid of anybody. The only people we're afraid of is the hoodlums in Harlem or in East Cleveland. We're not afraid of a king. We're not afraid of anybody.
Or Washington.
We're not afraid of anything. In the time of kingdom, when there was monarchy, if a person looked at the king the wrong way, the king could kill him. We have no idea what it means to be yare from a melech. We have absolutely no idea. Who are we afraid of? Our parents? Kids aren't afraid of their parents. Our rebbeim? Kids aren't afraid of their rebbeim. Our government? We're not afraid of our government. Who are we afraid of?
I-R-F.
The only yira we have is to walk out on the street in the middle of the night. In a bad neighborhood, we're afraid. The concept of Yira is hurt. My thank you, when they used to have a king, then they could associate Yira Shemai. If you're afraid from this Batsar Vadam, this guy that's going to die tomorrow, and if you look at him the wrong way, he could chop a head off, then you get the concept of Yira. Better, you better watch the way you talk and act in front of a king. Now transfer that to the Melech Malki Amlachim. See, you're dealing with democracy. Nobody owns anybody. Unless you're big tech, then you own everybody.
Stephen Foles.
There's no concept of Yira. Baruch Hashem, we live in a country that we're not afraid of the king. It's a healthy thing sometimes. But we don't know what the concept of Yira means. No concept of Yira. I mean, in a monarchy? An absolute monarchy? Would anybody dare say a word against the king? His head would be off. Like China. Communist China. If you say a word against the king, they re-educate you for 50 years. North Korea. Not so much. Probably North Korea would be the big muscle of what a real absolute monarchy is. You look at this sugar the wrong way, and that's the last time you look at anybody. That's what it is. That's, again, I'm not saying it's the right way, but that's what Malchus meant. Dr. Gemarabite. I mean, David HaMelech. Uriah was a married Malchus. Going to Rashi, he said, Adoni Yoav. He said, my master Yoav. How dare you call anybody a master in front of the king? You're a married Malchus. Nobody's a master when you talk to the king. Somebody with the Malchus, he's Chaim Mitzel. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Rechia Bar Abba Ikva Le Gavlo. Rechia Bar Abba arrived in the city of Gavlo. Chaza b'nai Yisrael dem Abram migerim shemalu v'lai kavlu. He saw Jewish girls that were pregnated by people, gerim, that did mila but not tvila. They had mila, but they didn't have tvila yet. And they were the fathers of the children that these Jewish girls were carrying. That's one thing he saw. I guess people knew that they got impregnated by these guys, people. I don't know. It was DNA test. I don't know. The Chazachamra of Yisrael, he also saw wine. The Mazgayev Kechavim, that Gayim poured, the Shalti Yisrael. He had Gayish waiters who poured wine and Yidden drank. The Chazat Tormesin, and he saw these, what are Tormesin, lupines. Everybody says? Doesn't call them lupines? What?
Some kind of a bean.
I thought it's usually translated as lupines. Not that I know what a lupine is. The Shok Yaiba Kechavim, the guy cooked, the Achli Yisrael. Three things he saw. He made no machah. He did not say anything was wrong. So he came to Rabbi Yechanan, and he told Rabbi Yechanan what he saw in the city of Gavlov. Amal Rabbi Yechanan, go back and tell them that these children born are mamzerim. Number one, tell them the wine that the guy poured is yayin esach, meaning it's tam yainam. It's guy's wine, don't you dare drink it. And announced that the lupine, the beans that the guys cook, is Asher HaSpishu Akum, because they're not B'nai Taira. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that that's only going on the last of the three. He was machmor on that only because they were not B'nai Taira. And the Gemara explains. Let's do Rashi. Really, there's no Isser Bishul Akum, the Gemara is going to say. Since they're not B'nai Taira, if you tell them it's Mutter, they'll think all Bishul Akum is Mutter. Okay.
So,
well, let's see. So, the Gemara. B'nai Shem Amzer, M'vechel L'Tameh, Dom Rav Chia Barabam Rav Yechonim, L'Oilom En Ger Hashim Ovi Yitzvah. Not a care until he mouths and he's tevil. The kibun loy tevil, I become still a guy. And the Amar Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yechanan, I become member of Abba Sitzvah of Mamzer. Rabbi Yechanan was of the opinion that a child is a Mamzer. Therefore, the kids are Mamzer. Now, we're going to see later on that people argue in Rabbi Yechanan on both. One we already saw. We had Amaroyim that said that the kid is kosher, even if the father is a guy. And then later on, we're going to see Tanoim that say that he's already a yid after Mila. It happens to be we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that a person is not a yid until after he has Mila and Tvila. That's the halacha l'maisa. Big shaila and paskin. A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So if a person is learning to be a ger, pashtus, he has to be mechal Shabbos while he's studying to be a Jew. He's still a guy. How about after Mila, before Tvila? Can he keep Shabbos? He already did Mila L'Shem Geirus. We have to wait till it heals. And then afterwards we do Tvila. Today it's easier. Because today most Gayim are circumcised. So all we have to do is have Tavos Dan Bris. That heals in a few hours.
Can they do Tvila before Mila?
No. It's a Machlekes Rishayim, whether it's Ma'ak of the Seder. But we pass him for sure not to do it with Tvila that way. So they do Mila, and then they do Tvila. So if they do Mila, on top of Dambres, it takes half an hour, and he's cured. He's just to make a prick. Half an hour later, you can go to a mikvah. But if they do Mila, it takes recovery time. So they maul the guy. And now, the question is, can he keep Shabbos? So there was a story in one of the cities, Yerushalayim, that there's a guy that was maul Tavo, and he wanted to keep Shabbos, and a rav paskin he's not allowed to. And he was crying away bitterly that he has to be Mechal Shabbos. Most Paiskin disagreed and said that once he did Mila, he's allowed to keep Shabbos. For two reasons. Number one is, first of all, there's some Rishonim to say that once he's learning to be a Ger, he's allowed to keep Shabbos. And some say that Once he did Mila, he already separated himself from Goyim. He's not a Yid, but he's no longer a real guy. And therefore, he's allowed to keep Shabbos, too. He's somewhere in limbo. And therefore, there's some cipher says he's allowed to keep Shabbos. So anyway, we continue our relationship. Tomorrow, the famous joke is, there was this great guy who was learning to become a ger. So they asked him if he's a Mechal Shabbos. He's supposed to be a Mechal Shabbos. He said he carried. So they told him there's an Erev. He said he doesn't hold an Erev.